advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Sound like you dropped a bomb on me, baby.
So I know you grabbed a bunch of bottles of Teco and took it out of town to your new work associates. How'd that go?
I forgot to give it to him. So much of the shit going on. I didn't give it to him. Actually, they asked me about it, and I was like, "That's in my truck." I fucked up.
You don't drive that truck,
huh?
How did they not get to your truck?
I didn't. I just forgot, and then I left. And
you don't drive your truck there, though. That's what I'm getting at.
No, I did, but then I left.
Oh, without giving it to them. Oh, I see. Yeah, so it was there all week. You just never took it out of the truck and handed it to them.
Exactly.
I see.
I totally forgot.
Well, I'm sure they would have loved El Yucateco had you handed it to them.
Yeah.
That story backfired.
Well, they were fiending.
Really
they were fiending for it.
Yeah.
I could have lied and said they thought it was great.
Yeah, you could have. He would have been mad at you later, though.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't do it.
Well, hey,
I just forgot.
We mentioned El Yucateco. That's all that matters. Yeah. It's the beginning. We have fulfilled our agreement.
I have an El Yucateco plan.
What's that? It's a 5-year plan.
It's a 100-year plan
to rejuvenate your butthole.
Like from the Quran.
It's a, I don't know, week or two plan.
Let's hear it.
I'm going
pickles.
It's cream cheese.
Okay.
Because I used to
cream
take.
Cheese?
No, I'm not making cream cheese.
Why are you eating cream cheese?
I'm eating vegan cream cheese.
Then it's not cream cheese. What would you call it if it's vegan?
Cheese with a Z.
Cheese.
It's cheese. It's fucking jizz. You're making jizz.
Anyway, but my cream mom jizz? Used to take cream cheese and she would put other brands of hot sauce in it and then just like mix it all up. And then he would just like eat it with crackers and stuff. And it was really good. And I've never.
Why does it take 2 weeks?
So you spread it on a white person?
Because they don't have any at the Albertsons they shop at because all the vegan stuff
you
is
hate.
Sold
why
out.
Do you keep going to that Albertsons?
Because it's right by my house and it's a fucking
there's nothing
million
there.
Degrees out.
There's nothing there.
But I'm not willing to drive.
Dave's just surviving on like fucking the like one kind of
there's
tofu.
Nothing there.
He's just all sad.
He keeps saying
house.
How there's nothing at that Albertsons, but he doesn't want to go anywhere else.
It's too fucking hot.
Yeah, he's gotten really creative with tofu.
When the heat breaks, I will leave my home and I will
tofu
shop
Snickers.
For other
his dinners are just broken up by color. He's like, this is red tofu. This is green tofu. Like this is black.
I'm actually
tofu.
Curious if any listeners have tried Soylent. Because I'm kind
of. There's a waiting list.
I actually have.
I'm about to pull the trigger.
How'd you get Soylent? There's a waiting list.
Not anymore. There isn't.
No, this was when there was a waiting list.
Right.
Apparently, my buddy Bob, his roommate, had it.
Right.
And I drank one.
Huh.
Was it pre-mixed?
That's
or
cool
was
they
it the
give.
Yeah, it was the. No, it was the one in the bottle. You shake it up.
There's like an oil pack you have to add to it, too,
white.
Or something.
Not anymore.
No?
No.
They've completely.
It's pure powder.
Yeah.
Because
so,
I've got a bag of the latest version of the powder.
That just sounds like something that's going to keep you alive and not be healthy. Like,
The guy, I like watched the whole documentary on the thing with the guy, and he was like, he can control his weight. Like, he's like, I weigh 174.
Well,
I'll just up it by 4 shakes. And like, he doesn't have time to cook. He doesn't really care about food though. That's the problem. You can't be a foodie.
Well, that's the thing. Cause for me, the reason I want to buy it is cause I've got one package of the powder.
It's vegan though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm, it's in my like prepper shit and I don't want to use it cause I want to keep it for earthquake, whatever.
Yeah.
So I have something, but I want to like, now that it's like easily available, I want to buy like a 12 pack of, because I hate breakfast. Like I never want to eat breakfast.
Oh, you're going to need to buy a lot more than a 12 pack.
Well, I know, but they have, but you
is
can
there not
buy
like
them
a,
in 12 packs.
Like a chocolate breakfast shake. That's vegan or something.
Nope.
That'd be easy. No.
Nope.
Ensure.
Well, it sounds like a niche in the market, sir. Let's let's do this.
What's happening?
Well, there isn't. It's called Soylent, and I just need to buy some.
No, chocolate.
No.
A chocolate shake for
there
breakfast.
There is a chocolate.
Vegan. I just asked you. You said no.
There's a Soylent
chocolate. Oh, Soylent chocolate shake.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but you can't even get it. You have to order it online.
I order everything online. I don't care.
I'm talking like some shit.
I don't like ordering things online.
No, you don't.
I just fucking hate it.
I just did this. I decided I'm so fucking tired. I do it every once in a while. I bought all new socks, all new underwear, and I'm going to buy all new shirts tomorrow and just throw all my shit away. Like get all my shit out of my drawers.
Yeah.
If I reach for fucking socks one more time and I'm like, oh, motherfucker, this is that sock. This one's a quitter. This one has a hole in the heel.
No, it's expensive, but every once in a while, you just got to get rid of all your old shit.
It wasn't that expensive. I got pretty much all new underwear, all new socks for like $60. It wasn't that much.
I mean,
and I gotta get some shirts.
It's expensive for some people.
I just do I do the Champion C9. I'm not getting
I bought two things of socks and it was like $30. The motherfuckers are expensive.
Well, when I first did it on Amazon, I added to the cart. It was like fucking $58 for 2 6-packs of socks. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, that's about right.
But I kept moving that motherfucker, and it said at the end 12 to 14 like black crew socks, $10.96. Yeah. And I was like, oh, there's some glitch. So I added them two of those packs manually, and it was $20. You know,
see,
like,
I get the extreme temp, the real thin socks,
right?
And they're, man, you can't find those things. They're expensive.
Well, the underwear, they keep changing the Champion underwear, and I can't remember what like the there's like spandex mixed with polyester mixed with 5% of the whatevers. Yeah. There's like multi-tribal mix. Well, I don't buy the cotton ones. I do buy those weird mixes, but I can never remember which one's the right mix.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to deal with that.
So I just bought two different packs of two different underwear. And I'm just throwing all my other shit away.
How long ago did I buy those? My package.
Fucking, it was a 2 years ago,
dude. Okay. That was 2 years ago.
They're still rocking.
Really?
Still like brand new.
I read reviews that waistband ripped off when they pulled it up like a couple weeks after on a bunch of those.
You're
dudes.
Too fat.
Really?
You are too fat.
It wasn't me. I just read.
No,
that.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, if you're pulling up, you want a wedgie on that mother. Yeah. No, these things are. I have ones. They got little tiny pinhole developing, but it's been a couple years.
Yeah, like, it's been 2 years.
And I paid. They're $25 a piece, but they've lasted. So.
I'm a little bit embarrassed because at the beginning of the summer, I bought a bunch of new underwear and I was buying it on Amazon. And for some, I can't say for some reason, because for obvious reasons, like whatever the pack of underwear was, it was $20 a pack or something. Mm-hmm. But if you bought the camouflage ones, they were like $5.99 a pack.
I still want to make panties for girls that are camouflage.
So I just have a lot
camouflage.
I have a lot of camouflage underwear.
You're trying to camouflage your crotch. It's just not working.
Dave's checking out. Dave's pulling his chonies out. Those are kind of cool.
We can still see the orange.
So the biggest thing is I don't want the legs to ride
you can
up.
Still see the orange.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to camouflage.
Yeah.
It is orange camo.
Yeah. Orange camo over the orange. Yeah.
It just has a picture of a swim team on it. That's the camouflage for Dave's crotch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
So anyway, the point of this whole conversational cul-de-sac was that if anybody has tried Soylent,
you said sack.
Let me know the chocolate, because I'm getting ready to pull the trigger.
I've tried it. It tastes like chocolate.
You tried the chocolate.
Yeah, the chocolate. Yeah, tastes like regular shake. So, those of you listening out there, don't worry about telling them what it tastes like.
Those are my package ones, though. The legs stay down, like they don't ride up in the day.
Nah.
Even like in jiu-jitsu, like you're sweaty and shit. I mean,
I don't wear them to jiu-jitsu because they push your balls out.
Oh, that's right. They push them to the front.
You push them to the front and you fucking get hit.
When you put them on, you have to like reach down to that keyhole thing and like push it through. It just kind of fits in.
Yeah, you just put them in there. Yeah.
I might buy one pair and see what's up.
You can try it out. I mean, hurt you.
I mean, it's what am I doing?
You either like them or don't.
I get two pairs for $25 right now for what I'm buying, so I might as well just get that and try it.
If you like them. Yeah.
Just share a pair of his, slide into them with him. Yeah.
I did want to thank our unofficial sponsor, My Package, and also Faygo. This episode is not brought to you by Faygo, but it could one day if they sponsored us. So I just want to throw that out.
Really going that route?
I really want to.
Dave wants Faygo.
Faygo. I really want a Faygo.
I'm down with that. Faygo's good, dude.
You know, and Faygo owns LaCroix, I found out. At least allegedly owns LaCroix, and that's that water that you like.
Shasta. Yeah. I like Shasta. Yeah.
I don't know if they have Shasta.
Shasta is Faygo.
Sid said that. I don't know that
Shasta is the West Coast Faygo.
I don't know if that's right.
I'll
look it up while we're talking. Yeah, you're
asking me.
But thank you, Faygo, for not sponsoring currently, but in the future, we thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll start spraying Faygo on each other.
Yeah.
Diet.
Yes.
Preferably. Yeah. Diet.
White t-shirts only.
Yeah.
We do that.
Hard nipples and all.
Oh, yeah. So our topic today is, I guess, best summed up as parasomnia, which is various, I don't even know what to
sleep
call them.
Disorders.
Disorders?
They're disorders.
Weirdness.
They're disorders.
Some people think it's supernatural things.
Genetically inherited issues while sleeping.
So in summary, the key ones that we're going to talk about are not necessarily in this or any order. Sleep paralysis, lucid dreaming, Astral projection, aka out of body experiences or OBEs. Mm-hmm. Shadow people.
OBGYNs.
OBGYNs, also known as shadow people. You can't trust them. Night terrors.
What'd you find out?
Nothing. Someone was posting. No. I didn't look at it yet. So there's last podcast on the left.
What the hell? I
opened it to a message and then I like some.
Who are you talking to, Brad?
Squirrel.
Exactly. Chase the ball. Chase the ball.
I do what I call clearing. I open my phone and I'm like, fuck.
And you forget exactly what you were supposed to
do. No, I was
getting.
Clearing the other stuff. I just have a million fucking messages from last episode. Sorry. So are you looking it up now? Fago Shasta?
Yes.
I don't think it's happening, but. Fine,
who owns Shasta?
So those are our parasomnia topics.
Which I'm kind of curious. I didn't know that you said you had it. I grew up having a lot of these issues. Like I've had a ton of these.
A lot
yeah.
of these.
So and it might have to do with my peanut butter affliction. It probably does have some sort of the acting out.
Yeah, and we probably should have put sleepwalking on this list. I really didn't look into that, that's another parasomnia.
One of the guys at my work said he woke up out in his front yard.
When I was a kid, I sleepwalked.
That's crazy.
My mom would get up and my dad would say he would wake up and my mom would be like standing in the doorway, like holding her hands in the doorway going like, look, I'm floating. Look, I'm floating. Because she thought she was fucking floating away and she was holding onto the doorway so that she wouldn't hit the ceiling. And he would just like laugh and be like, get in bed, Goofy. You're not fucking floating.
My mom claims I did it too. I would wake up and come downstairs and like say something that made no sense while she was watching TV, and she would tell me to go back to bed. And
they're
I would say
Tuesday pancakes,
and I'd say I'm already in bed, and she's like, okay, well, let's go back in there, and then I would turn around and walk back upstairs. Creepy as fuck. No idea.
If my kids wake up and say anything like on the couch, I just say green apples to them. I'm all green apples, and they're like, hush-mish-mish-mish, green apples. I just try to see if I can elicit some kind of weird response.
Okay, so National Beverage owns Shasta, Fago, Everfresh, LaCroix,
boom,
Rip It, Clear Fruit, Mr. Pure, I like that one, Ritz, which I guess the crackers, Crystal Bay, Cascadia Sparkling Clear, Ohana, Big Shot, St. Nick's, and Double Hit.
Are you sure they're not owned by Nestle or some shit and it's going to be a game killer for Dave? Yeah, that's what we'll have to find out. So... He's doing research, I'll tell a couple of my stories from growing up, from some of my earliest memories when I was probably 5 or 6, when it was your mom tells you go take a nap or something, right? It was nap time. There was I have these visions of, and I remember pretty clearly, and this hasn't happened in a long, long time, but I would lay on the bed to take my nap. And I remember kind of fading off into sleep, and I would all of a sudden my eyes would be open and I would be aware. In these instances, I wasn't necessarily paralyzed, but I felt these waves of weight come over me. It felt like my brain weighed 1,000 pounds is the best I can describe it. And I would think about numbers. I know this is all going to sound crazy, but I remember when I was little, I would think about numbers in response to the waves of weight to combat the swelling cycle of it. I don't know how to explain it. It's very strange, but it would feel like my whole head and my body weighed thousands of pounds. I would feel this pressure on the bed. And then I would say or do a number or almost like a math problem or something stupid. And as I would do that, the wave would subside off of me and then it would slowly come back. And I would go through these cycles of that before I would finally just fall asleep and I wake up from the nap and I didn't know any different. I was like, that's weird. That number weight thing happened to me, and it would happen over and over. But later in life, even into adulthood, it hasn't even been that long, but it hasn't happened to me in a while. Thank God, to be honest, because it's claustrophobic and terrifying. I've had anything from waking up in the middle of the night, not being able to move, to the point that the best I can do is move my big toe. And I want to wake up. And sometimes my face is in the pillow and I can't breathe or some shit. And I'm like, fuck, I am in an awkward position. And I sort of get a claustrophobic panic. And then I can move my toe until I can move my foot, until I can sort of move my leg, until I can sort of rock my body into a wakeful state. And then I literally have to get the fuck up because I'll fall back into it and have to dig my way back out to the point that I just get up and go get water. Sometimes I'll fall back asleep and go right back into it, even after walking around. So that's the mild version of it, to the point that I've had the ones where I'm fucking terrified, where all of a sudden this almost noise of calamity, of lots of voices talking, of just noise and buzzing and air and fucking all that's to silence. And as soon as the silence breaks and snaps, I'm awake and I can't move and I can feel something just outside of my fucking vision.
Right.
Where it feels like I can't quite see that motherfucker, but I know that someone's there, and it incites terror, dude. Yes. I get a cold chill over my body. I get the fucking chills, and then I feel like I'm gonna fucking die, dude. It's fucking
scary. And you're already
so
afraid
scary.
Of scary movies.
Yeah, and right. it's just outside right. of my fucking vision. And in those cases, I'm so fucking paranoid. Like, I don't even try to move to get myself out of it. I just keep my fucking eyes closed and lay still, hoping that I'm not gonna fucking die.
Right.
But yeah, it's fucking horrifying.
And that's like the more extreme version that you had is pretty much the fucking dictionary definition of the sleep paralysis that people experience. The symptoms that tend to happen with sleep paralysis are you wake up and you can't move. And you're either fully awake or kind of awake, but one way or the other, you wake up and you just fully cannot move your body. You feel like there's an intruder in the room or in the bed. Sometimes you feel like there's an intruder pressing weight down on you and pushing you into the bed. There's a weird, and I've never experienced this one, but I read it as a symptom and you just mentioned it. The idea that there's like a rushing sound mm-hmm. or like a noise of something rushing or like a rushing river or a hissing or something like that, that kind of becomes louder. And I've had sleep paralysis my whole life, but I've never had that particular
sometimes
symptom.
It's like, listen,
I do the falling. Like,
yep, that's another
right
one.
When you're about to fall asleep, it feels like you're falling off a cliff.
Yeah, and that's another one from sleep paralysis. You either feel like you're falling the whole time, or some people claim that they feel like they're floating above the bed.
And another one I get is the screaming,
like noises into it. Yeah,
well, it's like somebody's fucking, like, I'm almost positive I'm almost dead asleep, because then I hear this, like, this fucking scream.
Yeah,
because I never have the
and I'm like, and you wake up from a fucking dead sleep.
I've had that happen a lot, but I'm not paralyzed when that happens.
No, I'm not paralyzed.
Right.
And even the falling, I'm not paralyzed, but I jump. Like, you know, like, it's that fall.
That's
typical. But yeah, that shit's crazy though.
But I've had that thing where it's like, whoop, and you fucking wake up and you're like, what the fuck was that? I know I heard that. And you get up.
Yeah, the whoop sound. That's
and you get up and you're like, did the fucking picture fall? Did the fucking, is there a lamp knocked over?
It's a weird thing. And I've heard my name. Like, people yelling my name.
One time when I was little, I had a dream. I was laying in the grass in my front yard and I was watching clouds go by, and all of a sudden a fucking crazy voice, dude, like the voice of fucking God. Like, I cannot do an impression. I don't even think a movie could make this fucking voice. It was so crazy. And it was just all
Morgan Freeman.
It just said Andy. No. It said goodbye. Like, and
oh fuck.
It just said goodbye and went shoo. And then I fucking woke up and was paralyzed when I was little. I was like, oh, fuck. And I just had the chills from this fucking voice. Like, I was going to die. It was like God was telling me, you're done. Goodbye. It's over. And like, fuck, dude. It still almost gives me the chills thinking about how creepy that fucking voice was.
I think that was the day God quit.
Maybe. Yeah. He's like, that's it. I'm out.
I remember that day.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
It was the day. It was like 1985. So it was probably when he found out. He's like, Bill Cosby, you motherfucker.
I'm out of here.
I'm out. I can't believe it. You were funny. You made fudge sickles and shit. God damn it. Fat Albert.
So Brent, have you had the sleep paralysis?
No, like, I've never been paralyzed.
I think 80% of people have experienced sleep paralysis or something.
The stats I read were all fucking over the place. Yeah. I read some as high as 80. I read some that were as low as 7%. I read 25%. I read 50%.
Some of the people,
so it's kind of all over
that
the
are
place.
Super
it's like abductions.
They become suicidal. It's like Freddy Krueger movies where they're afraid to go to sleep because it's so fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
I could say, here's the deal, man. No, when it happens and you're fucking terrified, if that happened every fucking night, I would just sit there scared to go to sleep. And probably you would perpetuate
it's something that isn't in the symptoms of sleep paralysis. But I think from everything that I've read, I would say a symptom for most cases is fear.
Yeah.
Like, when I wake up and I have sleep paralysis, I'm afraid before I even realize paralyzed.
Right.
Like, I wake up and my first sensation is fear.
It's
my second sensation is I can't move.
It's this. If you've ever gotten that feeling where you thought someone was behind you and you get that, like, we have to shrug it off.
Yeah.
You wake up.
Or you pull your feet up real quick from the bed or couch or something.
You wake up in that state, dude. It's like fight or flight. except for you can't move. It's like having your car in neutral at 6,000 RPMs. Yeah. It's the fucking creepiest thing.
Like, and the thing is, like, and I don't, like, I've had it all my life. Like, when I was a kid, I had it a little bit. When I was in my teens and my 20s, I would get really bad sleep paralysis probably 5 or 6 times a month.
Damn.
Like, I got it a lot. Then by about the time I was 30, I pretty much learned how to break out. Like, so
what do you, you move your toe or something? That's my shit. I move my toe.
No, I just have to, No. It seems really weird, but that's the thing. If you can, you know, if you like I would know that if someone walked in and shook me, if someone bumped me, it would break. Like,
yeah, but you can't get the attention.
If I can do, you can't talk and you want
you're stuck there.
If I can move a finger, if I could move a toe, then I can break it. And what I learned, what I sort of transitioned is, you know, there is no spoon. I was like, I don't like, it isn't a matter of moving my finger or my toe, because I would focus on moving my finger or my toe and then it would just break. And I didn't really move my finger or my toe.
I do move.
I just know that I have to focus. Yeah. All of my will on breaking it.
I think you need to eat more mustard. Maybe. I think that's what it is.
Well, anymore, I just like, if
there's
I
no,
have
there's no cramps. Doubt. It's definitely mustard.
It is
mustard.
Definitely mustard. I eat a lot of mustard.
Yeah. Do you?
If I get into one now, I wake up, there's fear, I'm paralyzed, I break it.
Right.
Like I'm just like, oh fuck. Oh.
No.
But in my 20s, I would, and for the most part, there were one or two times where I would feel the presence that people talk about, mm-hmm. and like just outside of your vision, there's like something looming and et cetera. Yeah. And, but almost every, except for a couple of times where that was the source of the fear.
Right.
For the most part, whenever it happened, it was just, I thought it was my mom, or I thought it was Erica, or I thought it was my roommate. And I was like, motherfucker, like I didn't fear it. I was just like, would you fucking come over and shake me? Like, Jesus, like I would be like, Creighton, why are you standing in my doorway? Come and fucking nudge me or something. But you did, regardless, I had the impression of whoever that person was just standing there staring at me.
Right.
Creepily.
Forever. And I would just be like, fucking wake me up.
When it would happen, like, you could legit hear the conversations. You could wake up and be like, no, I heard you guys talking about fucking, you know, going to the park or whatever.
So part of your mind is conscious. Yeah.
Well, you're awake.
It's not entirely made up. And I mean, you know, the scientifically, and people talk about that figure and they call it like the night hag.
Yeah. Or it's the nagging whore.
The demon. It's the nagging whore.
Well, it's kind of creepy. The creepy part of it. I mean, I believe it's a physiological like phenomenon. I think something's happening chemically and there's some stuff we could talk about.
Well, scientifically they call it atonia, which is the state that your body goes into when you're dreaming or when you're in REM sleep so that you don't move. So when you're having a dream, you don't punch the person in bed with you because you're punching.
And you just
dream.
Happen to be waking up.
Right.
So did you see the study with cats, the experiment they did with cats? Probably horrify you. Probably. They do a minor surgical procedure on cats. There is actually a
minor
scientist.
They cut their skull open.
Yeah.
No, I don't know where it wasn't in their skull. Like, it's like this little nerve somewhere. So basically, when you go into a sleep state, 1/4 of that of the night is REM status, and that's where you actually act out and have dreams.
Yeah.
If our body was able to move, we would fucking move. Is the problem? You would just start.
Which
punching
is where you
shit,
get sleepwalking.
Walk around.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when people have disorders, that translates into sleepwalking. So a French scientist named Michel Yves did a REM sleep study on cats, and he did a minor procedure to cats. And they were looked after for the rest of fucking life. Allegedly, there's, you know, I don't know, no harm was done other than the procedure. So
other than cutting their,
cutting whatever they cut. Stuff, I couldn't find exactly what they had to do to the cat, but what it does is it bypasses the mechanism that enables paralysis during a REM state. And it was so curious, man. It was really crazy. There's actually videos you can watch online.
So they get up and walk around
cats
and shit.
They fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then finally they're in a REM state and then they get up and all of their instinctive behaviors start to happen. I don't know how it would translate necessarily in humans, but for cats, they start running around and chasing stuff. They even do mating stuff. Like fucking they're humping. Like they're just doing crazy things.
Just walking around just
that are like primal.
Thrusting their hips.
It's like your most primal instinctive like lizard brain kicks in and starts doing shit. But the thing is the cat's eyes are wide open, but they know it's in REM state. So then what they did as an experiment is they created like this little obstacle course for a mouse so that the mouse could get away, right? So then they introduced a real mouse to the cat while it was in REM state, and the cat immediately fucking went on hunt, chased the mouse down a fucking hole, and then stayed waiting for the mouse to come out of the hole until finally it got sleepy and bored and fell back into its patterns of chasing a mouse that didn't exist. But when the mouse was there, it could see it. It hunted it. The mouse got away. And then it faded back into the pattern. Then they watched it hunt a mouse that didn't exist, catch this mouse that didn't exist, and proceed to eat the mouse that didn't exist, and then just fall back asleep into its normal sleep pattern when REM wore off. It's super crazy. They would just walk around, meow. They were like running around, scratching themselves, like, you know, playing with things that weren't there. Their dreams were physically acted out when they bypassed that mechanism.
So the takeaway is, if you find yourself in sleep paralysis, eat a mouse.
Yes.
That's the.
And if I'm jerking off next to you when we're camping, I had a procedure done. Yeah. It's not my fault.
I was going to say, I tried masturbating with the crucifixes.
Yeah, it does not work.
Didn't work.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
You have to get the inflatable crucifixes for it to really be good. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted it to be real. I went and stole them from a Catholic church.
Have you looked at JesusPoolToys.com?
Huh?
JesusPoolToys.com?
No, I have not.
There's some weird shit on there.
I don't look up anything Jesus online.
No.
It's strange. Yeah.
So the sleep paralysis thing, very, very, like, when it happens to you, it's creepy as fuck. And there's literature dating back forever of people having this happen. And
across cultures, across centuries.
Most scientists like point to the demon of the day. Like at one point, like if you're a Catholic nation, then you probably think it's a fucking demon. Right. And if you're in a voodoo nation, it's a fucking voodoo spell. And if you're in the United States, it probably has something to do with alien abductions.
Thanks,
and if
Obama. You're,
it's like, I mean, so every culture interprets it differently. Like in England, it was like fairy magic.
In Turkey, it's the djinn.
Exactly. It's like it's
Thailand had fiam or something like
everybody
that.
Everybody like interprets it in different ways. But the fact of the matter is it's still there. And most, you know, sleep experts think it's just some weird interruption in your REM sleep cycle. Yeah.
So I feel, I mean, I watched some documentaries on this that were just like, what the fuck is that though? If you believe the people, but my thought is think about this. And I think about it a lot because I like the idea of like virtualization and the fact of simulation theory and the fact of like, when you dream and have a really vivid dream, I mean, you are in some crazy simulation that your brain is making and it seems very real.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if your brain is capable of doing that,
it's computing on the fly
and something goes awry and you wake up, but you're still asleep, just like how the cat was able to hunt the mouse while it was still dreaming. All of a sudden, you can create this hallucination response where you can have materialized things that aren't there. And when you have an adrenaline kick in out of fear and panic, all of a sudden you could manifest who fucking knows what. And you're going to go, like Dave said, to your cultural background and say, oh, it's a demon, because your brain's going to create something to justify
fear. I think I think the sleep paralysis makes sense. If you wake up and you're still asleep per se, like your body's still asleep, but your mind is awake and you feel that fear that you could have been dreaming about something scary.
Eyes open. Yeah.
Yeah. Because what happens is, like, if you've ever dreamt, you feel fear, you feel pain.
You feel all
kinds of things, you know? So your body's actually probably really, I remember when I was I was in high school and I don't dream much. Like, you know, they say you dream, but you just don't remember or whatever. Well, I don't fucking remember. Right. I don't really dream. I'll go months. And
you probably do dream if you wake
up.
They say if you wake up on an odd hour, like REM cycles happen in like even numbers. And if you wake up on the off cycle, you won't remember the dream.
The problem is I'm always up. I never go into REM sleep hardly. Like, I don't sleep well. But I remember I fell asleep on a recliner and I was laying back and I started dreaming about like riding through a fucking, like, just this mess of trees, and fucking somebody shot me with an arrow through the chest.
Right.
And I woke up with the pain in my chest.
Right.
And my chest like popped. Like, I don't know, I must have been growing or something, but it was this fucking horrible pain. I felt it while I was asleep. I woke up and I still felt it.
So you know what I think that is? I think that's because you're not supposed to be able to manifest pain or remember pain.
Yeah.
And it's part of it has to do with like women birthing.
Yeah.
If you could remember the pain, you'd never do that again and we wouldn't procreate.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh shit, I just shit a watermelon.
Right.
Like,
yeah, your brain wants to block.
So, like the funny story, and I know I've told this on the podcast, but not everyone goes and listens to old podcasts. My mom has the funniest story about this. She had a dream that a giant snake was attacking her and it bit her in the hand. And she was choking the snake and wrestling it, and it bit her on her hand. And she woke up, and there was two fang marks in her hand, and she was bleeding. So right now, everyone's like, bullshit. But then the cat was at the end of the bed choking. So okay. like, Clotter I think like what she could happen? Choking the cat. You literally could have had acid reflux and heartburn or something
yeah.
or something.
Well, no, I was thinking I was growing. Yeah, yeah, I was growing and like my chest popped or something, you know, like.
And but your brain manifested something to justify what was the feeling and the sensation that was occurring. So my mom had a dream. She's choking a snake. She gets a hold of the fucking cat because the cat probably, you know, kind of rubbed up against her and she grabbed it like, oh, fuck, a snake. And then she choked it and it fucking bit her, right?
But it also your brain also fucks with you because at one point I had a dream that
did you know the little white girls men, and little black boys would hold hands. Right.
But like I'll always have dreams where like I hear like specifically I don't know why, but I'll have dreams that like a new Prince album.
I
just
fucking
came
was
out.
Just gonna say that. No, that's the weirdest dream you have.
But and I'll hear the music and I'm like that music is so fucking badass. Yeah. And I wake up and I'm like my brain must have been able to compose a fucking badass song.
Yeah.
That I but no I don't think that's what's happening. And this is why I had a dream where some shit happened that was the funniest thing I had ever seen. And like, it was like, I kept telling people in the dream, this thing and everybody I knew, we were just busting up at this fucking thing that was so funny. I was laughing. I woke up laughing and crying because this thing was so funny.
Yeah.
And I was so fucking tired. Like I usually keep like a journal next to my bed to write down whatever, if I have like a writing idea when
whatever,
I wake up.
If you have a crush on
so
a boy.
Exactly. Yeah. I wrote it down real quick and went back to sleep. And in the morning I was like, why is my journal open? And I didn't even fucking remember the thing. And I was like, oh, that's right. That fucking thing that I woke up laughing and crying and I even fucking wrote it down. And what I wrote down, which was so fucking funny in my dream, was sugary turned down Tommy wages. That was the funniest thing on earth. So I promise you the quote unquote Prince songs I'm listening to are fucking
garbage.
Bullshit that my brain is able to summon the emotion of that's really fucking good music. That was a really fucking funny
just
joke.
Just like you saying, you're waking up, you're laughing and you're crying. I think the sleep paralysis is the same shit.
Yeah.
Like you're waking up and you're in fear. Because you're probably dreaming about something that you were in fear of.
Maybe.
And you're fucking right in the middle of it.
Well, I think I think it's the claustrophobic thing of the feeling of helplessness. Like you need to go, fuck, I can't move.
Yeah.
And instinctively, you're like, anything could get me right now. I'm vulnerable.
And that's the paralysis part because you're still, you can't move. And something's wrong. Your body or your brain didn't like let your body know like, hey, I'm up now. You know what I mean? Like, and so you're just stuck in this paralysis state, you know, paralyzed state. So,
and I looked at the terror thing and one poll that I read online, they polled 11,000 people who had regularly had sleep paralysis and on a scale of 10 being absolutely terrified down to one where you're not scared at all, 5,600 out of the 1,100 said that they were absolutely terrified. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
The 9 out of 10 was 1,400. 8 out of 10 was 1,100. Like the majority, the overwhelming majority were 7, 8, 9, and 10 of terror as soon as they wake up in the lockdown because it's just fucking
And the thing
freakish.
Is, even today, they have some theories about what's happening. Like there's some disorders where if you have high potassium blood content or something, you can have certain types of seizures that will wake you up.
Your seizure,
your regular sleep patterns, like there's all these things and they don't really have a fucking solid answer yet as to why that happens. But some of the documentaries I watched, man, like there was, they interviewed these guys in Africa. I learned something really cool that I thought was interesting is that when you go to sleep, certain mechanisms kick in. One of them is your ability to regulate
to feel the rain.
Body heat, feel the rain
down in Africa.
Oh man, there's a metal version of that. I'm gonna send you the link.
Nice.
But they that your body temperature drops because you have to have a certain lowered body temperature to enable like the dream state or something. And cultures that live in hotter climates have more issues with certain types of things like this because they can't enter the dream state because no matter what their body does, they can't lower their temperature enough.
It's too hot.
It's too hot to properly dream. And they interviewed this village in Africa that was afflicted by this. They had a name for it. I can't remember what it was. But they would literally carry little pieces of the Quran in a bag on like a necklace or on their side to protect themselves from this demon. And he was coming in everyone's house and trying to have anal sex with them. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
You heard the bung.
So one of the guys said he dreamed that it was going to rape him and he woke up and there was semen on his back. I was like,
what was his name?
No. Mufasa?
No. What was his name?
Who?
I thought you had a name.
No. That name's hard to say, but I could have slipped that in.
Damn it.
Yeah. No. Fuck, you threw me off. But yeah, so because of the hotter climate, they had a higher susceptibility to these sleep disorders because their body temperature couldn't regulate to move down like that. Right. Yeah. But then there was people that were like waking up with like a scratch on them, or
Someone
else witnessed like a shadow figure when they walked in the room and the person was in sleep paralysis, and their loved one was like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was. I saw a shadow person in the corner. You know what I mean? Right. So then I'm like, okay, that's not a physiological response.
Right.
What the
right.
fuck is that?
What was, yeah.
You know, unless they're manifesting hysteria amongst, you know,
right.
because their mate yeah. wants to like justify, like, you're not fucking crazy that right. you're screaming yeah. on that. I saw it too.
And I mean, the yeah. since scientists don't really have an answer of exactly what the process is that's causing sleep paralysis. I mean, a lot of people do make the counter argument that perhaps since we're in a different state of mind, we are actually perceiving something that exists, but that we don't perceive under normal circumstances. So if there is some weird being that doesn't exist in the same frequency we exist in,
right.
maybe yeah. I'm perceiving it because most of my brain is in a different wave, or like that's sort of the counter argument.
Right.
Like
maybe there it's running on a different hertz or right. something. Right.
Maybe there is yeah. some it's shit in the room in. And yeah. you're seeing it, you know, because you're, I mean, that's what a lot of people theorize. But again, if you find yourself in I always call them a lockdown, like just focus on moving something, you'll break it. The old hag can't strangle you yeah. and you won't get semen on your back.
Mm. Yeah.
That's my,
it might end up on your face.
It might.
So part of the presence in the room thing, we talked about this in an episode before where they can do like magnetic stimulation on your brain
yeah.
and create the outer body experience. And the same thing happens with like electrical stimulus to certain areas of the brain. There's like a self-image thing that's instilled into us, like to know that you're self-aware. And there's something called mirror neurons
yeah.
that allow you to take the perspective of someone else. So yeah. put yourself in Brad's position to try to imagine yourself. It's called like theory brain or theory
mind.
That's
fucking crazy.
That you have mirror neurons that allow you to think outside of yourself. And so if something in that mechanism were to misfire, you can disassociate with your body.
Yeah.
And so if that's happening at the same time, you get an adrenaline response and you have a fight or flight where you want to move, but your muscles won't move.
Yeah.
It results in like a floatiness feeling. And there's right. been laboratory like repetition of this type of scenario where they can create these feelings. So they have some type of basis for like an outer body experience or like what people call like astral projection. And it's really yeah. crazy because like those people with that, they put that God helmet on and yeah. they induce magnetic fields around your brain. And you jump outside yourself and can see yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, my grandpa had surgeries and he would always have outer body experiences.
He got
and
Korean, it's one of those he got things, Korean eyes.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He didn't get eyes. He got Japanese knees.
Oh, yeah. Just below the knees.
Yeah, just below the knees.
They're not Japanese knees. They're just Japanese.
No, but he did go in for a knee surgery and he was telling me about he had an outer body experience.
You son of a bitch. Japanese? That was perfect.
What?
Still don't get it. Go ahead.
Japanese knees.
No, Japanese. You don't have to say it twice. You no, just borrow. You no, just he borrow got, the knees no, from the knees. No,
he got Japanese knees, though.
So disappointed.
Anyway.
He got Japanese.
Yeah, he got Japanese. He got Japanese.
I'm going to fucking double down
Japanese.
On that shit.
Damn you guys.
Yeah, and he was telling me about an outer body experience that he had, and he was able to see, and we talked about this before, he was like
on near death. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was able to like say what the doctors were talking about.
Right.
Right.
You know, like, and it's like a weird, that's fucking weird, man. Like,
no, it is weird. And that kind of transitions to another one of the subtopics, which is the astral projection out of body experience thing. And again, they're like the main causes in the research of people who claim to have an out of body experience tends to be either through some sort of a deep sleep, meditation, hypnosis, drugs, or death. Like those are the categories right. that tend yeah,
if
to lead.
If drugs can do it, right. then
dreams can do it. That's yeah. the crazy thing is if you
well, if drugs can do it, dreams can do it because your brain's doing it.
Like, yeah, here's the thing. You've looked in the mirror. You know what you look like. You know what I mean? You've seen yourself on video most likely. You know what you look like.
Your so mannerisms.
You could recreate and manifest sure. that really easy. And if you had a Japanese eye transplant, it would be a Bond's eye transplant. And it's like your friend got China eyes. It's
not my friend, is my cousin has China eyes.
Yeah, but Bond's
eyes. We're going to bring him on the show.
If it's on Japan.
I think he lives.
I fucking dare you.
I'm fucking dead serious, man. You guys think I'm playing.
Your grandpa got Japanese and your friend got Bond's eyes.
Yes.
All right.
So, but no, here's the, like, like you had mentioned, like the out of body experience.
He's
again.
Texting him right now.
That's a, like part of the out of body experience. There was a team of doctors in Switzerland who were basically trying to treat a patient for epilepsy.
You can't see that with his eyes all squinted closed.
And they stumbled on to the fact that when they put an electrical current in a certain part of her brain, she would have the experience of an out of body,
right,
you know, situation. And it was duplicatable in the lab. They could affect other people by hitting the same region of the brain with electricity, and it would cause them to have this sort of out of body experience. And the other thing was, like, we talked about this on the near death one at the and I still looked it up, but the study apparently is still going on. But there's currently a study going on with multiple hospitals in the US and the UK where, because something like 10% of patients who die of cardiac arrest report an out of body near death experience. So there's a team of doctors.
20%?
10%.
10%.
10%. So there's a team of doctors in rooms that are specifically for heart surgery, for all that stuff. And they put objects on top of shelves that no one can possibly see, that even the doctors don't know what the objects are. So it's like a double blind experiment. And they started doing this experiment in 2008, and they're gathering data at, I don't know how long the project, I'm really curious. Like,
sir, you came out of cardiac arrest. Did you see anything? Exactly.
And if they talk about a near death experience and they say, yeah, and I saw the little fucking Pikachu on the top shelf.
It was a dick.
That's going to fucking pick up there. That's going to blow somebody's mind. Because
Edward Snowden's dick.
They don't even let the doctors know what's up there because they don't want somehow the doctor to influence. So it's I'm really curious to see what that.
Yeah, are you somehow sharing the vision?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I did read the 7 steps to out of body experience if you want to practice it and do it on your own.
Hell yeah!
So here's the steps.
Get an extension cord. Cut the end off.
No, we get there. This is called the rope technique.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So step one:
choke yourself.
Relax.
Okay.
So that's the first step.
I'm there. Let's do this right now.
Step two.
I'm working on it.
Get into a hypnotic state.
That's easy as nut. Just do that.
Well, wait for step three. Get into a deeper state of relaxation.
Who wrote this?
So fucking step one, relax. Step two, hypnotic state. Step three, fucking
there.
Deeper than hypnotic state, where you actually lose connection with your body. You no longer feel your body anymore. Step four. Enter a state of vibration.
This is the guy would make a good basketball coach. Yeah. He's like,
look at him.
Oh, dang.
Brad vibrating.
Yeah.
Step five, control the vibrations.
How do you control the vibrations?
You have to reach a point where you can make the vibrations get more intense or stop based on thinking about them.
Okay.
So control the vibrations. That's step five. Step six, once you've controlled the vibrations, you visualize a rope coming down right in front of you, and you reach out with your left hand while your left hand is still in your lap. So you force your fake left hand grabs the rope.
I just felt someone grab my crotch, Brad.
See?
Is your astral projection jerking me off right now?
Yeah, I missed. It was my asshole projection. Damn it.
You're jerking me off with your butthole right now. Stop.
Your astral butthole. So, and then step seven is you take the rope with your other hand and then pull your whole body out of your body using the rope.
Brad, you finish up and get the fuck out of here.
So those are the seven steps.
I'm able to control the vibrations.
Of astral projection. And I will say, of all the website. Yeah. Of all the parasomnia experiences, this is the one I have not had.
I'm going to wake up with cum on my back. Aren't I?
I have not had an out of body experience. And it was the one that I was the most willing to rule as complete bullshit. And then at the very end of researching it, I read something that made my brain hurt about the possibility of out of body experiences. And this kind of fucked me up, as quantum physics always fucks me up.
Right.
So there's a thing called the OR theory.
Well,
which
even quantum physics scientists say, if you think you understand quantum physics, you don't.
You right. don't. Yeah.
So the ORC, ORCH, and then capital O, capital R, is orchestrated objective reduction. Mm-hmm. And this is a quantum processing theory that says that instead of your consciousness, because no one can identify how consciousness exists. Yeah, we don't know why it's there. We don't know what mechanism in the brain or body or neurons or whatever.
Yeah.
But the ORC-OR theory is that it isn't actually connections between the neurons that cause the consciousness. It's at a quantum level smaller than the neurons. So it's all about information theory. And the fact is, the electricity in the neurons makes a more convenient atmosphere for the consciousness to occur at the quantum level, but that it is not a prerequisite for consciousness. And that in theory, if that was true, that if your consciousness exists on a level of matter smaller than a neuron, it no longer matters what the matter substrate is that's producing your consciousness, whether it's your brain, whether it's air, whether it's a fucking coffee cup. So in theory, you could astrally project because your consciousness doesn't have to be in your brain.
It can move
because it's
elsewhere.
Using other matter.
Yeah, and it can quantum. Move elsewhere. Yeah.
It's all about quantum processing, qubits, information theory.
I like how you use the two different versions of matter. It doesn't matter whether matter.
That's right.
That was nice. I like it. And you
so
right
the
through.
English
the,
teacher.
Yeah.
And the quote I read was, the ORC-OR theory combines the Penrose-Lucas argument with Hameroff's hypothesis on quantum processing in microtubules. It proposes that when condensates in the brain undergo an objective wave function reduction, their collapse connects non-computational decision-making to experiences embedded in space-time's fundamental geometry.
That's preposterous.
Yeah. So,
because it infers that negative ions could pass through an electromagnetic field.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I concur.
Yeah, so, that's, I mean.
So no, the more I read about the weird ORC-OR thing about consciousness and like it's just the brain is just
it's something that we don't understand.
I was, it just fucked with my brain. Like when I read, when I read quantum physics, it just, it makes me kind of sick to my stomach and it just hurts my
when
brain.
I read quantum physics
for fun on
for
Saturdays.
Fun. On Saturdays when the kids are partying it up.
I talk
at the
shit,
club.
But that's so interesting to me. Like
it is, dude.
It know, no, no, it is.
It blew my mind.
I mean, it's one of those things though. It's all theory. Like there's
sure,
no,
absolutely.
It's like so fucking crazy though. But if that really exists, I mean, anything's possible.
If that were the case, if that theory,
like the simulation theory thing is fucking real.
If that theory of consciousness did prove to be true, then it would be 100% possible to astral project without having a soul. Yeah. It's just your consciousness is using different matter to compute itself,
right?
Et cetera. So that's,
I just think we're so close.
It just fucked me up.
I have a friend that's a computer programmer, my friend Mike Starr, and he's very binary. He's very yes or no. And we had a discussion on the way to the meetup about simulation theory. And he's just like, no, he's no, like maybe he doesn't do maybe he does yes or no. Yes so or he's no. Like, I don't believe in that. No, but I feel like,
well, it's one thing when you close your mind off like that, you stop learning. So
he's a smart guy.
I'm saying though, like, yeah, I'm a very logical person,
right?
You know, and I'm sure you are. And you are too, Dave. Something you have to see it to believe it type of person, you know, like, so it's hard to justify things that don't really exist that you haven't seen, but they could be there.
Right.
And so somebody like that, once you say there is no possibility, you're not looking for the possibility.
Right. And his problem was like the limitations on like computation. I'm just like, that's not a factor. Like if you really think about
it,
we don't know. Like there's dark matter that makes up most of everything. It makes up more than anything. We don't know what the
fuck it is. Yeah.
You know, I'm sure energy can just be produced fucking freely at massive quantities in some thing that we don't know. And that can power some quantum computer that exists out of molecules that's at a nano fucking scale. Well, a simulation could be run from something the size of a sugar cube and it represent our universe.
And if you think about it, we're made up almost the same thing as a computer's made up of, magnetics and electricity.
Right.
You know, like it's resistors, magnets, electricity, like it's all, that's what a computer is, you know, like. And
that was a juggalo statement. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
No, I'm saying like we're biological.
Right.
We're not like a piece of metal.
Right.
But there's metal that runs through us. We are, electricity runs through us. We have, you know, all the same makeup.
A pound of hamburger and a pound of sand is made out of the same shit. It's organized differently.
Exactly.
Theoretically. So we don't know. There's like, if all the earth was compressed, it would fit on the head of a pin. It would just be so dense, it would weigh the same. It's insane. That can't be.
And here's the thing, like,
Brad, how is this table hard and has that much space?
Brad just hit on like one of the, I didn't read this section because it's like a whole lot of quantum physics.
You hit on me before you got
mumbledy mumble. But like one of the things that I read when it's talking about this orc OR, like, you know, sub matter consciousness, it's talking about non-computable quantum processing formed by qubits, and qubits are what they're trying to get to manipulate in quantum computers, etc. But they, like, one of the quotes again was that the qubits are based on oscillating dipoles. Anyway, oscillations in the quantum field.
Right.
And they said the oscillations are either electric, they're due to the charge separation from something called London forces, or most likely magnetic due to electron spin. And they're talking about the fact that consciousness in this theory is completely based upon electricity, magnetic spin, the dipole spin of quantum qubits. Like, it's all just information.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you would do to make a quantum computer.
Right.
It's just a binary fucking quantum code.
Which, and if you think about it, we're almost that.
Right.
You know what I mean? The makeup
we
is
are
the
that.
Same.
According to this theory, that's exactly what we are.
And the makeup is the same.
It's, right.
It's the Matrix. We're all based off of a set of rules. What I try to think about myself is like, if the character Steve in Minecraft all of a sudden was self-aware and able to examine himself and try to determine his environment, and we were spectators of that. Like, what would he break down? What would he figure out? He would look at a block and be like, what's this block made out of? It's made out of a bunch of smaller blocks, and when I break it, it does this. Like, how does Steve, on some 8-bit theory, figure out his environment, and what does he figure out his creator is if he deduced that in the Minecraft environment?
And it's going to take him,
you know what I mean?
So long.
He's going to look at it, and he's going to say, like, oh, it breaks down to smaller pieces of smaller things. Like, but by doing that, we should be able to like deduce simulation theory. Like, it just scaled enormously to some self-aware cognitive thing.
It's almost to say like you could live forever. It's just that we've told ourselves we can't.
Right.
You know, like it's one of those things.
There
like
is no
spoon.
Is that area?
Yeah. And that's again, that's part of it. Like, this theory would allow you to live on after death without having a supernatural soul.
Yeah, you can move.
Like, if you died and your consciousness was able to just leave into the air, you would still, your consciousness would still be part of something along with everybody else. It's
which maybe where like Buddhism comes from with the, you know, reincarnation and stuff. You know, like, I mean,
I'm glad you brought that up because I like stumbled across this while we're studying the sleep stuff. And I want to do it in the next one. It's like children with past life experiences is insane.
Fucking crazy.
There are little kids that were
crazy.
Like, I was an old man and my daughters burned in the house and they were wearing their pajamas and I was sad. And you're like, what the fuck? That kid is four. He's not even watched TV yet or anything.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Fucks you up.
Yeah. Little boy's like, when I was an old woman, and you're like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, oh, I lived in such and such. Yeah. We got to do that. Like, fucking crazy.
We'll throw that on there.
Strange things.
Let us look at lucid dreaming.
This I have some experience when I was really little too. My mom could attest to this.
So let me tell you my lucid dreaming experience. So lucid dreaming is apparently a lot of people do it. It's the ability to basically, the true lucidity is defined as when you're dreaming, the dreamer is aware that they're dreaming. The objects that you see in the dream obviously disappear once you wake up. So there's a distinction between the dream world and the waking world. The physical laws no longer have to apply in the dream. You can fly, you can walk through walls, you can do whatever. Yeah. And the dreamer knows the difference between the dream and the waking world. The dreamer knows, oh shit, I'm asleep right now. This is a dream. I'm asleep
in a bed. I can manipulate it.
And they can manipulate it. And let me tell you my experience with lucid dreaming. Every time I have a dream where something horrible happens or I'm about to die, the moment that shit is getting the most horrible and I'm getting fucking chased by a vampire or a fucking boogeyman or whatever, I stop and I realize, wait a minute, I'm in New York City right now.
Yeah, what?
Like, I have class tomorrow morning.
Right.
I went to bed. I fell asleep watching Netflix. I'm not in fucking New York City. This is a fucking dream. And as soon as I realize, oh shit, this is a dream, I fucking wake up.
Right.
100% of the time.
Right.
The other thing, and one of the things I read, is to keep a dream journal, because you'll start to see tells that will tell you that you're in a dream, because patterns will emerge that you're not aware of that emerge in your dreams. The only pattern I have is, for some reason, I have a dream probably once a month, and I don't know why, but about once a month I have a dream that there is either an airplane crash, a helicopter crash, like some aerial vehicle crashes, or there's a dogfight between vehicles, like some jets in the sky shooting at each other, helicopters shooting at each other, helicopter crashes.
You're probably Richie Valens, like reincarnated.
That makes a lot of sense.
And you're
gonna
die in a plane.
But again,
crash.
I'll be having a dream, some weird shit's going on. As soon as I see a plane crash, I'm like, oh fuck, a plane crashed. That's crazy. I always have dreams about plane crashes. This is a dream about a plane crash. Wake up.
Yeah.
Like, so my lucid dreaming lasts about a half a millisecond, because as soon as I realize it's a dream, I fucking wake up. So the goal is to reach a point where you make that realization, and then you just keep fucking around in your dreams. Something I've never been able to
do. I've been able to stay in the dream a little bit. I'll be honest, like when Brad said that about not dreaming any, I was like, man, I really haven't dreamed a lot lately. I really haven't. But when I was little, when I was young, man, I used to, my grandfather died when I was like five, and it was like, it devastated me. Like, we were super close. Like, I was super close to my grandfather. And when he passed away, I had like a really bad time of it. Like, I was like contemplating life. I was like, I'm going to die. It's going to take forever before I get to see him again in heaven. You know, when I was like little, I was thinking I get to see him again in like 100 years, though, because I'm only five. But I missed him so fucking bad that I thought to myself, and this really fucking happened, and my mom can tell you, like, I thought to myself, well, that'd be cool if I could just dream about him. Because I think maybe I had a dream about him, and then I woke up and I was like, man, I wish that could happen every night. And so then the next night when I went to sleep, I was just like, thought about my grandpa, but I thought about, this sounds funny, I thought about him wearing like a fucking shirt and tie, a Hawaiian shirt, a t-shirt, at my grandma's house, barbecuing, you know, out at the park, me going to the movies, in the car. I pictured my grandfather in every crazy scenario possible. As I was falling asleep, like counting sheep, I just kept picturing my grandfather in different environments and different scenarios, wearing different clothes.
Which should be what you do if you want to dream about something.
And then I fell asleep and boom, I dreamt about him. But it was very short lived. I would be like, there's my grandpa. It worked. I did it. I miss you. I love you. I would get sad. And then I would go, but this is just a dream. I don't get to see you again. Boom, wake up. Fuck. You know, so then later in life, I, like, my mom was like saying something to me. She tells a story too, where I was young and I was just like, well, I just dream about whatever I want. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, like last night I dreamt I was on a pirate ship. And she's like, but what do you mean you do whatever you want? I was like, well, and I explained the process to her. I was like, I'm on a pirate ship. I'm the captain. I'm not the captain. I'm holding a sword. We're doing this. I'm firing a cannon. I would just think of that and picture myself in those situations and scenarios as I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And a lot of times with like a high, you know, probability, I would dream about those things.
Right.
And sometimes I would just influence the dream and dream about them, but not necessarily become aware that it was a dream. I would just wake up and go, hey, that worked. I dreamed about pirates, you know? So it's sort of a sense of lucid dreaming. And sometimes I would become aware, but like Dave, I generally would wake up.
Right.
Yeah. Once you realize that you were dreaming.
They call it onironautics, which is the ability to do lucid dreaming. And again, and like a lot of the stuff that you were doing is like, cause I was reading a lot of websites of people saying, this is how you get into lucid dreaming.
Yeah. I made that shit myself.
This is like one of the things
I
read was that start keeping a dream journal, not because of some like hippie weird shit. Because like I said, you start to notice patterns that emerge so that you can recognize the fact, oh, you know what? I'm always in this mall when I dream.
It's like Inception. Or this, thing spins or whatever.
Exactly.
He knows. Yeah.
And they say to get in the habit, and they say to do this while you're awake. Like if you start getting in the habit of doing these things while you're awake, it'll start to become natural, and then you'll start to do it when you're dreaming and you'll be able to tell the difference. I'm worried that if you start doing this, it's going to turn into a fucking OCD tick.
Yeah.
But it says to pinch your nose and close your mouth and just randomly test if you can breathe.
Oh yeah.
Because if you do that and you realize you don't need to breathe, then you're in a dream. But again,
commit suicide.
I'm not just going to keep doing that, because then it's going to be some crazy tick that I have to see if I can breathe.
And in your dream, maybe
you
still can't breathe. You might translate that shit. I don't know that that's necessarily true.
A couple of the things that I read said to look at your hands and feet, because they're often not right in the dream when you look at them.
Right.
For some reason, your hands and your feet don't show up right.
Mine is I don't see people's faces. Like in dreams that I actually have dreams.
That's weird.
Everybody just has blank faces. Like it's like there's no faces.
That's Jesus creepy. Christ.
Yeah, that's horrifying. Yeah.
Always. That's how I've always been. Oh, I don't remember faces.
Man,
that's horrible.
Yeah, just no faces. Anytime I've ever dreamed. I know it's you. Like say we dream and we're dreaming right now. I'm podcasting with two guys that I know. I know it's Dave. I know it's Brent. You have no faces.
Yeah, that's the thing about dreams. It's like, oh yeah, that's normal. We're like on top of a volcano.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
we're
normal.
Chilling.
Or like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this
yeah.
is my house, yeah. but it's not my house.
Yeah. No, that's
yeah.
right.
That's the norm. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you have the feeling of like, yeah, this is the store I always go to, but it's
right.
nothing like you've ever
right.
seen.
Exactly.
Before. Over the years, I always have the dream that I'm back in high school and I can't find any of my fucking classes. I fucking hate that dream. I fucking always have that dream. I'm like, I don't know where my classes.
The problem is, my brain tries to give me that dream. And like, it's never worked. Like whatever that psychological mechanism
that
is, I have the dream and it's like, for me, it's always college. And right. it's like, I'm in college and it's the final exam. And I realize that I enrolled in this class and I've never attended
yeah.
and I'm about and to get an F and I have the final in like an hour. And then I immediately go, oh, well, fuck it. And don't bother going to the final because yeah. I'm already going to, like, I just immediately right. don't. So whatever that mechanism is that's like, oh, you didn't study for your test. I'm like, that's cool. Let's just fucking go to the pub. Like, fuck it. I don't care. Like, so, but it still happens. And by the way,
that.
with my sleep paralysis, my brain figured out a way to fuck me because as soon as I wake up and I'm having sleep paralysis, I know I'm having sleep paralysis. Boom. I break out of the sleep paralysis.
Right.
I've had it enough that
that's
I just
cool.
break out
that's
of
a
it.
Jedi's
but
trick.
Now I have dreams that I have sleep paralysis that I can't break out of and I can't break out of them.
Oh, that's because
it's a dream.
And then in the dream, yeah. I finally struggle. There's the creepy figure. I finally break out of it and then I'm awake and I'm doing some shit. And then I wake up.
I've only
and
ever
realized
had
that the whole sleep
the
paralysis was a fucking dream.
I've had the dream in a dream a couple weird times, but maybe like fucking two or three times in my whole life that's happened where like some shit happened. I was like, oh, I'm dreaming. Boom, I woke up and I was like, well, that was crazy. And then you woke up and you're like,
right.
oh, what
maybe
the
I
fuck?
Maybe I just sleep so shitty. Like, I just maybe. Don't.
Well, yeah. they say to practice, like, you do exactly what Brent was saying. Like, if you want to get into lucid dreaming, you, like, while you're falling asleep, you concentrate on this one thing that you want to do. Or that if you wake up from a dream, like, if you're dreaming and you wake up, to try to keep picturing that same dream and immediately
fall back
asleep.
That's hard.
Because you might be able to stay in your REM
let's
cycle.
Let's be honest. We've had some sex dreams where you want to fucking fall back asleep right away. Yeah. I fucking don't even get lucky in my dream. That's the thing that fucking sucks. You're like, damn, not even in my dreams did that happen. Like you fall asleep and shit's going down and you're
I've
like,
had one,
it's about to happen.
I've had one ever and I was that fucking
you,
a nun.
That you
yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
No lie. I'm not. It wasn't to be funny. Like
you finished. Have you finished in a dream?
No, I don't think so. But I was having a good time with a nun though. Like that's like, I don't know.
Or I've never finished and actually really finished. I'll say that. I think maybe I finished in a dream, but I never finished.
Right.
Like I've never had the wet dream thing.
No, I haven't.
The only thing we haven't really touched on is night terrors. So, and I have, or I used to have those.
And shadow people.
Yeah. So the night terrors, I used to have them.
And when you say night terrors, you wake up like violent?
Yeah. Wake up screaming.
Yes.
Wake up screaming. Yep. And I'm not awake though.
Right.
Like, so mine, and my son does it now. One of my daughters does it. One of my sisters did it. And so like when my sisters live with me, they would wake up screaming bloody murder and I'd just be like, all right, go back to sleep.
And they say there's a good chance it's genetic.
Yeah. There was actually twin studies.
So it's like family.
Twin studies done. And they show that if a twin is affected by the ailment, that their twin is highly susceptible to having it as well.
So I would wake up screaming and this is my ex-wife would tell me like, you know, like, oh, you woke up screaming last night.
Yeah.
I have no clue. Like, but it's like it's bloody murder. Like it is literally somebody stabbing you to death, you know, like, or you know, whatever. And so like my son does that now. He wakes up screaming, but he's not awake.
Yeah. Right.
Like his eyes are open, he's up, like, and then he just goes back to sleep.
I watched a documentary on this right before we came down here actually, and this fucking guy, it's like some guy in like Oklahoma and his wife, and they have like one kid. And they have video, like fucking handy cam status, where they put it up to show, like, what the hell is he doing?
This is like an extreme case, though.
It is one of the most extreme cases because he went to a sleep study and they're like, this is worse than we've ever seen. This dude wakes up and just starts fucking, like, it looks like he's chasing something or being chased,
right?
And he just starts punching walls. Like, he's like broke his toe, chopped the tip of his toe off or something. He jumped out of a fucking window, like, and his wife witnessed the window where he was standing there and just fucking jumped through this window. But she said it was so odd because he was standing still in front of it, and the way he went through the window, she's like, I just don't understand how you get the momentum to go through the window. It almost feels like something threw him out, like,
right.
Like, and then he was like, woke up behind his car, and someone said, like if his name was Brad, he was like, the last thing he remembers was, see you later, Brad. Boom. And he woke up behind the car and he looked down like, what the fuck? And he's just covered in cuts. He's destroyed in glass.
So he was with somebody.
Yeah,
dude. So to the point that his house is trash. There's like holes in the fucking walls. He sleeps out on the couch and his wife has to sleep in the kids' room, and they fucking close the door and lock it and push a bed against it and then wedge a dresser between the little bed and the other bed. And they show video. He wakes up just fucking screaming and you can hear his wife going, wake up, wake up, wake up, like yelling, wake up. And the door's cracked open, you know, like 6 inches, because that's all it'll open. And he's just like ravaging the door like a rampage, like a werewolf trying to get fucking in there, to the point that he broke her nose so bad one night that before they started sleeping in the room like that, that the bone was sticking out of her face.
Fuck.
Fucking Jesus.
And so they
Christ.
Did a sleep study on him, and it was horrifying. They had all this EEG shit all over him, and no one had ever really seen it because the wife would just wake up to screaming, like, right? Yeah. So then they filmed it, and they would see the rage and shit, but what they didn't see was what happened right before, and it's fucking horrifying. He's sitting there with the EEG thing on, and they have a camera right on his face. It might have been the night vision making it extra scary, mm-hmm. but his fucking eyes open, and he looks terrified.
Yeah.
And it looks like fire in the sky. Like his eyes open and he can't fucking move, and they're just darting like left, right, up, down. Like he's looking around like, where the fuck is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? It's so fucking scary. Then they show him the tape and they're like, do you remember any of this? He's like, I have no idea, but that is wicked. That is so scary. Like looking at himself, it was horrifying.
Well, it's one thing though. Like if you've ever seen somebody who has night terrors, like my son, for example, he's going to be 2. But he looks dead. Like his eyes are open.
That's how this works.
And he's not there. Right. Like he's not there. Yeah. Like it's like you see somebody and their eyes are open. They're not fucking there.
Right.
That's what it looks like. And it's fucking creepy. It's like an epilepsy, like a seizure.
Right. Seizure, right.
Like, as soon as the person's normal and as soon as they go into a seizure, they're fucking not there anymore.
Right.
And it's fucking scary.
Well, the DSM, I forget what it stands for. It's the main diagnostic.
Dick sucking mom.
The dick sucking manual.
Yeah.
It's the diagnostic manual that anyone, like, you know, psychiatrists use, et cetera. Like it covers all mental ailments, all mental diseases, et cetera. And night terrors are officially in the DSM. They're officially recognized.
It is a disorder.
And the traits, according to the DSM, are recurrent periods where the individual abruptly awakes from sleep with a scream.
Yeah.
The individual experiences intense fear and symptoms of autonomic arousal, such as increased heart rate, heavy breathing, and increased perspiration. The individual cannot
And I would normally wake up, like I have to change my shirt
because you'd be sweating and breathing
soaked.
Yeah.
Soaked.
And they said that on like EEG, like the mental activity in the brain during REM sleep is usually as powerful as it is while you're awake, which is really bizarre.
Right.
But during night terrors, the EEG is something like twice as active because your brain is just on fire.
Overload.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The individual cannot be soothed or comforted during the episode. So when you wake, if you wake up and you're just like in it,
right.
You can't soothe them. You can't make them not be afraid. The individual is unable to remember the details of the dream or details of the episode, whatever made the fear happen.
Yeah, that guy had no idea. Yep. He would just break doors. It was crazy.
The occurrence of sleep terror episode causes clinically significant distress or impairment in the individual's functioning, and the disturbance is not due to the effects of substance or general medical condition.
Yeah.
So they rule out, like, the people that have this, it's like, no, it's not a substance. It's not a chemical.
It could be a normal person.
So the night terrors, I've had it happen a handful of times in my life. I'll just wake up fucking terrified, screaming, like fucking freaked out. I cannot go back to sleep because I'm so fucking freaked out and scared. Like it's not common. I've had it a handful of times.
I saw that a lot of it had to do with like child, like the ones that I saw that had the night terrors, they had like traumatic childhood, like abuse, or like sexual stuff happened when they're little, specifically, Mirjam Dorner, was one of the patrons that I'm trying to fucking make up a story for, and I can't
because
I stumbled over your fucking name. Are you guys all from fucking Weird Name Kentucky?
I can't. It's like people are just like putting in like QWERTY.
Yeah.
Like Janice QWERTY.
QWERTY hot and flirty. No, but for on the real though, the people that had that, a lot of times in their history, they were abused. They had like an abusive fucking environment when they were younger, but they don't remember, so they don't know if they're like reenacting that or reliving that in the dream because they don't have any recollection or recall.
And that's kind of hard to say because I would say like my family is genetic. You know what right. I mean? Like it's not every person, but like I said, I have three sisters. One of them would do it.
Well, my mom has the sleep thing. I have the sleep thing. My kids don't get up, but I'll tell you what, my son though, that kid. He's like, what about Bob? If he falls asleep on the couch and you have to get him to his bed, mm-hmm. it's crazy, dude. He will not wake up. You have to get him up and remote control him to pee. Yeah. Like you have to stand him up, put your feet on the floor, dude, stand up. And he like is in zombie state. You could stand him in the middle of the room and then walk away and he would stand there for a fucking long time. Dude. Yeah. So you go grab his shoulders and walk him in and be like, pull your pants down, pee. Pull your pants down, pee. You got to say it like 20 times.
He might just be zombified.
He is super
But like
zombie.
my ex-wife's brother sleepwalks. Like he would get up and eat and shit, you know, like kind of like you do.
It's peanut butter.
Right.
Thing, yeah.
Yep. He would eat a tub of butter. Like, oof. Yeah.
Oof. My mom does that kind of shit. She woke up with roast beef in her mouth and shit. Just like,
so, no, but my oldest daughter, she wakes up screaming.
Thank God mine's peanut butter.
Yeah. She wakes up screaming like, and terrified and her eyes not there again.
Right.
And she walks though. Like she gets up and she's like, and like, she'll be at my bedside. Like screaming at me. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I'm like, all right, let's go back to bed. Well, and then she goes to sleep.
Clearly,
like, she doesn't know.
It could be like a chemical based phenomenon because like the story I told about my grandma taking Ambien and fucking buying ice cream in her panties at the 7-Eleven or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
She drove a fucking car.
Yeah.
She did the cat thing. Her eyes were open. She drove ice cream and had no idea she did it.
No, I know people that take Ambien and they'll do shit and they won't remember.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, I called you. And you're like, yeah.
No, I know a lot of people.
You asked me to do something and they're like, I don't remember.
It was sexual. Well, since you're on Ambien.
And I don't understand.
You promised a blowjob.
If I take Ambien, the side effects are I fucking sleep.
I'm scared.
Like, I can't even.
I don't know. You've been texting me, Dave.
I can't even conceive of it.
Yeah.
You've been texting me.
You think you sleep.
You're texting me like, you want this orange crotch, don't you, white boy? And I'm like, what is going on with you?
No, I was awake.
Oh.
I did that.
Damn. Okay, then.
Yeah.
So you got
over.
My text back then.
I'm pretty sad right now that Dave figured out that we butt fuck him when he's on Ambien.
Yeah. We're going to have to find a different victim.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, you know, my, you know, I really don't have a line, but I think we were just talking about Joe Yahtzee, Lozy.
Yeah.
And I think he hit my line, I think.
He sent you some crazy shit. That fool sends me stuff. And
did he send you the Chewbacca one?
I don't know if I want to see it.
It says, my little cousin is scared of Chewbacca. There's a picture of Chewbacca. So what I do is I dress up like Chewbacca and rape him.
Oh, God.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I was like, it's funny, but not funny.
Yeah, that's like, too much.
And Joe,
no, usually
you
when
get
his
shout out,
shit,
Joe. That's our buddy. That's our buddy Joe from Thailand.
There's just a giant wiener in the picture.
Yeah, Thailand. Yeah. He talks like this. He's an Australian.
Barely right now.
Right. Yeah. Barely right now.
I talk to him on the phone for business reasons, but when I get off the phone with him, I can do an impression for 30 minutes and that's it.
You lose
so
it.
If I haven't talked to him, I can't
You probably do. Actually, your Australian accent is way off from ours. Mine and Dave are on point.
Yeah,
it just depends. It depends on, it's like a Brisbane versus Melbourne.
Yeah, we're just a different area.
Yeah.
So should we talk about shadow people or should we save it and do more on it?
No, if you got shadow people, let's knock it out. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because it has to do with that disassociation.
It's got a lot of stuff to do with that. But at the same time, like a lot of people that talk, the reason I almost wanted to separate it is because it's not necessarily something that occurs while you're sleeping. For a lot of people,
because
it is.
One lady said she saw the shadow person.
Right. A lot of people claim to see it while fully awake and conscious.
Unless you think you can tie it into something.
Maybe I saw the shadow person. The little black man's shadow person.
Oh, you did see something.
This is a story I've told seldom, and it's very strange. And I know it happened to me, and I am full of doubt and skepticism about the whole story.
Right.
So when I was, did I tell the story of the weird shadow person ghost shadow?
The first time you saw a real black man?
I don't think so.
He's not half black. He's a real black man.
I was like a black
Tony Robbins.
Back when I lived in Battle Creek.
Blackie Robbins.
We were at my friend Leach's house.
Yeah, Leech.
And we
were, yeah, I remember this.
We played Dungeons and Dragons. Did I tell that story?
No, no.
I
don't. Okay.
We played Dungeons and Dragons, and there was an ice storm while we were playing, so we all ended up having
the
to stay.
What is an ice storm?
Ice is raining.
Well, it's like a
snowy
a hard
ice.
Rain. And then it like immediately freezes. Ooh. So like the entire city is just like literally like covered in ice. No, the city is covered in ice. Right. Like
rains to ice.
Every telephone line snaps. Trees collapse.
Damn.
Like everything is covered in an inch of ice. It's pretty fucking crazy. Right. So ice storm happening. Power went out. We're playing D&D by candlelight, doing the whole thing.
Nice.
We went up finally to go to bed super late at night. We're in Leech's bedroom and it was myself. There were 5 of us in Leech's bedroom. So I was, Leech and I were in the bed.
Oh.
At the foot of the bed on the floor. I can't remember who was sleeping at the foot of the bed on the floor. On Leech's side, which was the closet side, someone else was sleeping on the floor. And then right next to me, between myself and the window, my friend Brian Jackson was sleeping on the floor. And
I like Brian Jackson, first and last. Leech, he's just Leech. No,
yeah.
No names.
Yeah.
Do you know his real name?
Yeah, I know his real name.
Give him a shout out. Make him famous and
Todd
shit.
Leech.
Todd Leech. Oh, his last name was Leech.
His last name is Leech.
I thought it was just some spin off of
that's
like
his,
you
that's
suck.
His name.
You no. suck so bad, we're gonna call you Leech.
So and I think David Jackson was on one side, Brian Jackson was on one side. I think my friend Troy was at the foot of the bed, but we're all it might have been Floyd, I can't remember.
Anyway.
But we're all there, and I'm unable to fall asleep. And the only light is like right outside of Leech's window, second story window, is the light from a lamppost. And those are still on because they're self-powered. So even when the power's out, the street lights were still on. So I'm laying there. I can't sleep. I finally roll over and I have my back to the window and I'm laying there and I heard Jackson on the ground make some weird whimpering noise. And I opened my eyes and I saw a shadow cat like from the window, like some like I thought Jackson was standing up right in front of the window because there was a shadow cast on the
over
bed.
The window, yeah.
So I rolled over to look at where Jackson was standing and God is my fucking witness. I cannot explain what this was. There was a shadow. There was a form.
An upright shadow.
An upright
Could
shadow.
Could you see through it?
No. Standing between, like, basically standing in the middle of Jackson, who was still laying on the ground
right.
when he made the whimpering sound because he saw this thing. And it, and like, I was like, this it makes no fucking sense.
Do the sound. I want
so
to hear the sound.
What was I can't make that. He made a whimpering sound. I don't know what it was. But, and it was like figure. And the weird thing was, it was a figure that looked like it was in some sort of a cloak or like a duster. And it even had like a wide brimmed hat.
Ooh.
And I'm looking right, like for like a good five
count.
That
was fucking Odin.
I'm fucking looking Jesus at Christ. It just, and it's just kind of moving a little bit and just standing there. And Leech, who's a very strange individual sleeping on the other side of me, would always make the noise when he got troubled. So I hear Leech go,
he's mad Yoda.
And he throws a throw pillow through the middle of the shadow. I watch it go through the shadow, bounce off the window and land on the floor. And the shadow just drops like
a curtain drop,
like a curtain drops, like it stayed upright and just kind of dropped straight down. Jackson leapt over the bed screaming and landed on the other Jackson on the other side of the bed.
That's the guy that made the whimper.
The guy who made the whimper. And he said, "We are getting the fuck out of here right now." And everybody else was like, "What's going on? What
so
the fuck is going on?"
Three people saw it.
Yes. Three of us saw it.
From different angles.
From different angles. We kicked on a flashlight and I was like, "Leech, what the fuck?" And he just said, "Oh, that's the thing from the basement."
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Jackson.
It did go down.
Yes. And
that's the thing from the basement.
On a side note, his father taught high school and had a basement. He collected Nazi memorabilia and he kept it in his basement. but I was just like, yeah, we're fucking out of here. So, and like the other two were like, we're not going anywhere. Like, you're going to die. You leave in the fucking, like, you cannot drive. And I was like, if I go like 2 miles an hour, I can make it home. It might take me an hour.
I'm not staying
here. But I'm fucking doing it. I'm not staying here. And Jackson was like, I'm not fucking staying here either. And we got in my car and made the very slow, hazardous drive back to my fucking house.
Where there's no shadow person.
Where there's no shadow person from the basement. Yeah. And I just... Oh, I remember one of the, I can't remember which brother, one of the brothers I worked with at Big Boy was there. It was either Tony or Kirby, and he was sleeping at the foot of the bed, because when I went back to my high school reunion, I ran into the brothers at a nightclub. This is 10 years after my high school, like my 10-year high school reunion, and he looked at me and he said, "Do you remember that shadow thing?" And I said, "Yup." And he said, "Okay," and just let it drop. And I was like, so apparently
he just wanted to make sure it was
right,
real.
So apparently four of us fucking saw it. And I to this day I rule it out. I'm like, I don't know.
Isn't that crazy? Like, you saw it, but you're like,
and I'm like, no, there's no fucking way. I don't know what to make.
I think we've all seen shit and you don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. It's like there were multiple witnesses. And then like maybe 6 months ago, a year ago, like one of Erica's friends was talking about the idea of shadow beings. And I was like, oh, is that like a thing? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, you mean like lockdown thing? And she was like, no, like people like see it. And we looked online and it was like, there's like three types of shadow beings that people see. One of them is just a shadow that lurks in doorways that they call like the lurking shadow. One of them is a red-eyed shadow person. You can imagine what that entails. Yeah. And then the third one that people see is one in a duster with a big fucking hat.
Oh, weird.
And I read that and my fucking blood chilled. I was like, I thought that was just some weird anomaly that I carried with me.
It's scary because I know you wouldn't make shit up. Like, that's fucking crazy.
It was
crazy.
Fucking crazy. It's one of the craziest things I've ever experienced. Yeah. So, yep.
What the fuck? That's got the chills, dude. Because you made it real.
I just made it real.
Nuts. Well, the thing is, too, when we leave here, I was going to like stay till 1 a.m. and fix shit. I'm fucking kind of creeped out now.
Did you just get
I don't know, because I did see
a shadow person,
and I'm not gonna fucking lie about that. Like, something fucking moved.
I hate you guys.
And it was black and it wasn't a man. Like, it was literally a pass through to nothing.
I'll tell you what, I won't come back down here tonight.
Because the thing is with that though, like, I literally saw him coming from the doors and he walked past. There's a little weird room right here and he walked past and it's gone, but it was so fast out of the corner of my eye, but I fucking saw it. And
no, like, I was looking at you when you saw it, and I got goosebumps.
Like, when I saw it, I was afraid. Like, for whatever reason, I was like, what the fuck was that? And it's not there anymore. And I saw something. Like,
I'm on the edge of chills right now,
dude. I just got chills just thinking about it, because it's fucking
this isn't a real ghost, but it's just a funny story. Me and my buddies, my friend had a house behind the house, but when we were like in junior high and high school, he had this cool little spot where his bedroom was just this house behind there. He got his whole own place. And like, we had gotten fucking, like, maybe we drank a little bit of beers or something, got drunk back there, and he was like passed out. So me and the other dude took all this shit from the room and made like a fake guy. We're gonna try to scare him really bad. So we took like a basketball and made the head, and I put a jacket around this fucking thing. We stuffed the arms. And when we were done, dude, like, he had like a fake drop ceiling thing in that building. So I like tied a belt in its hand to the sleeve. So it looked like the Headless Horseman was standing over him with a fucking sword in his hand. I made this motherfucker, and I was scared when we turn off the lights. So we turn off the lights. I was like, flip him on. Fuck that. Like, I was scared of the thing that we made. And I know that it's a basketball and a fucking snow coat and a bunch of bullshit on a chair with a broom.
Right.
Like, all this bullshit that we put together. It was so fucking scary. We flip off the light and like make some fucking noise to wake him up. He fucking gets up. We could kind of see from the light coming through the window in the backyard.
You're such a dick.
Here's what happens. He bumps it with his shoulder on the way out and goes, and fucking walks out, opens the door.
Didn't even get scared.
Pisses into the backyard, turns around and looks at it. Because then the light's coming from the door and it looks fucking scary, dude. It looks like a giant man is holding a fucking sword up like he's about to chop you. It's not moving, but it looks scary, dude. And we're sitting there like, he's going to be scared because I'm scared and I'm in the corner and I made it. And he looks at it and he goes, what the fuck is that? And just points at it. He's like, that's fucking weird. And then he goes and lays back down and goes to sleep.
He's a fucking pro.
Yeah, he's not as afraid of the dark as you are.
Yeah, it backfired like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I was like, go turn the light back on. Let's take that shit apart. That didn't work. Oh, that's my buddy Jeff.
Yeah, Shadow People Hatman's a thing.
Yeah, it's a fucking thing. And when I read it was a thing, it like really fucking freaked me out.
Dude, when I went to Mexico and that tap on glass and then
somebody,
I think it was Josh Burton or someone
that shit's
message,
weird. Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about that shit, man. That was a fucking scary ass event in my life. And then Josh Burton sent me a fucking thing about skinwalkers. And when you read the thing about skinwalkers, it was what happened to me. And it was.
What the fuck?
I don't even like. I'm not going to be able to stay here and work.
No, it's fine. So
I wouldn't, because you're going to get fucking ate up.
The Shadow People checklist is that it's a shape that's generally male in appearance. They are aware of people and react to being seen.
And my family and my dog are gone. I'm sleeping home alone no matter fucking what tonight. I'm fucking scared. Sorry, go ahead.
Watch for Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Joe Pesci, what's he going to do to me?
Home alone.
Oh,
The typical shadow person is tall, ranging from 6 to 7 feet.
Right.
They very often are wrapped in a cloak or in a large old fashioned coat. Some hats are not uncommon. Their appearance has depth to it. So it's not like a shadow on a wall, like the shadow it cast
it's a shadow. Yeah.
But it had its own shadow. Yeah. Because it was just a dark thing. But it had depth to it, you know, et cetera. They usually don't have eyes, but some people say that they'll see them with glowing red eyes. And physical objects don't seem to matter to them. They can walk through walls. They can walk through things and not like the things will pass through. So I don't, like I said, I'm like, I saw it and it doesn't really freak me out that much because my brain scrambles so hard to make logical sense of it.
No, all that ghost stuff happened to me, cooking bacon, fucking ringing doorbells, floating hairy guys over my fucking brother's bed, maggots in a pile in the middle of a clean floor, fucking cockroaches crawling all over my brother in our clean house when he screams in the night and we flip the lights on. Flashing fucking lights in the middle of the fucking room. Crazy stuff happened in that house. A possessed fucking cat that would come out and attack my brother. A lot of it happened to my brother. That all really fucking happened.
Right. The ghost hates
handprints, little fucking handprints up on the wall at 6 feet where little handprints shouldn't make it.
Right.
That we would just find in the fucking day. And I don't believe any of it. And it all fucking happened.
Exactly.
I'm like, skeptic. Yeah. I don't believe it. Exactly. And it all happened.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that was. Like, I can't think of a way.
Definitely wasn't a ghost.
I can't think of a way that it was a hoax. I can't think of a way that anybody in that room could have fucking pulled that off.
I don't want this one.
Fuck you, man.
It's like sitting by your bed with red eyes.
That's kind of like...
I don't want that one.
That's sort of what I imagine is outside my vision when I'm paralyzed.
Yeah, so
I'm going to have a bad night. You watch.
The shadow people.
The shadow people.
That's what whiskey's for, my friend.
So chupacabra right now.
Oh, that's a... Oh, man.
Yeah.
No,
or that one. Like, you get the...
Oh, I can't believe how creeped out I am right now.
It's kind of creepy, man.
It's like, fucking creepy, dude.
You're having like on the edge
it's
of children.
It's like when you've seen some shit, you know, like it's fucking when you've creepy. Seen some shit.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be a storm tonight. The fucking power goes out. If the fucking power goes out, Jesus Christ, I got to charge my phone.
Some of them are creepy, dude. Yeah, even though they're fake, like. Creepy.
I've never seen anything like it before. I've never seen anything like it after. I'd never heard of anything like that before I saw it. But like I said, the thing that freaked me more than anything, I've lived with it for fucking 20 something years, but more than anything, the only time it really fucking freaked me out, other than I'm sure I was freaked out for quite a while afterwards. But when I saw several months ago that the duster and the hat and all, when I was like, that was a fucking thing. And a lot of people report seeing it. I was like, okay, now that's fucked up.
Yeah. But you've had the alien, the owl experience and all kinds of shit. You're fucked up.
Fucked up. Brad has no face dreams and doesn't sleep.
I don't know.
Fucking wakes up screaming, but you're fucked up.
So
I didn't see a shadow. So anyway, man. I hope
he had one dream to completion, one wet dream, and it was a nun.
So yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. I hope that some of you out there like to listen to this podcast to fall asleep at night, so you just got chupacabra and don't fall asleep well.
Oof. That's mean.
Yeah.
But I hope the same thing.
So, I hope if you wake up in the middle of the night, it's to eat peanut butter, not to be scared of shadow people.
Yes. So that's all I have on parasomnia. A lot of weird shit. But there it is.
All right. God damn it. All right.
Well, we know we got one chupacabra.
Yeah, man. It's not hard to get me, man. I don't know. It's just
that shit's creepy.
It's fucking creepy.
And if I'm alone, if you're in here in the dark basement, if the lights go out,
yeah, it's fucking creepy, dude.
Dude, if the power went out down here, like, well, oh,
I don't get scared, but like some shit scares me. There's some shit where you get that those chills.
I've said it before during band practice, dude. We used to play right there, dude. And I would play guitar with my face that way, and right behind me, the bass player every time would talk about those fucking stairs. I still get creeped out when I go up those fucking stairs.
Yep.
The last step, because you can't quite see on the corner and you can see through the stairs, I just feel like some motherfucker is just right around that corner and it's gonna fucking grab your leg at the last step.
I don't know why you haven't like hammered up like
we were supposed to.
We just haven't yet.
Well, it's because for one, they're fucking 100 years old and the gap's not the same in all of them.
It's gonna be work.
It's like 17 to 18 inches on every step.
Just get them all too long. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, no, it has to go
under. It has to go under the gap.
There's a lip.
There's a lip. It has to go under it to make it flush. It's man stuff.
Right.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
No. It's in the works. We just haven't done it. Yeah.
So
it might be a priority now.
Yeah. Brent, come back. Brent's gonna have it done. Hey, bro, can I borrow your saw?
Not by myself. I'm not. Not tonight. Fuck that. All right. Is it sponsor time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ilya Kateko Hot Sauce. I'm afraid of the dark. You can go to most major grocery stores. I don't want to be by myself. And you can get it online. You can get it at mexgrocer.co.uk. They have 7 flavors, and you should try them all. They also have some crazy, like, marinade stuff. And they're going to send us some top secret shit that I can't talk about other than that. Hype. But we get to taste test it, and you don't. So, haha. Also, look out for our posts weekly. I generally put them out on Friday or Saturday, and that's your chance to win a hot sack. I put a whole bunch of Yucateco stuff in a bag, and I mail it to you. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can log into printdirtcheap.com and use code SOFAKING to save some money. If you need to buy stickers for your podcast or if you need a banner, any type of printed good, they can do that. So check out their website. Yep. If you think you found it cheaper, think again and maybe message them or message us just to make sure. Because we want to try to send as many people there so they know that we're doing our job. So just because you think you didn't get a good deal, at least take the time to hit them up and make sure, because you might be wrong, because that's happened a few times in the past. Also, thank you to Daily Own Graphics for our t-shirts and our koozies. Thank you to Digital Creations for our mugs. Thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu-Jitsu. Check out armhunter.com. And don't forget to check out our friends' podcast this week. There's Breakers Podcast. I think they're done for a little bit. They had a finale. And thank you to check out All Things Star Wars. And then also check out Life Bites. That's Brian Ross's new podcast. They have 12 episodes. So if you like it, you can binge. And if you do like it, go leave them a review. If you like us, leave us a review. And make sure if you're listening to us on iTunes that you do subscribe, because that affects their algorithm and our ranking. And check out our website at www.sofakingpodcast.com. You can also go to /shop and buy our merchandise. And that is all I have.
And real quick, I spent a little bit of time. I'm so busy I don't get to spend a lot of time in the unofficial fan group. And I spent a little bit of time on it this weekend. And it's just really fucking cool. I really want to thank people who are in that fan group. It's like specific, like legitimate, like specifically Stephanie Persephone made like a really
Stephanie Persephone.
That was the name.
Made Julia a
really heartfelt thing on there about her mom. There were some really cool posts by James Bodie and Ben Smith with like a ton of interaction and people just like genuinely like fucking talking back and saying some cool shit. Like, it's just a really cool group. If you're not in the group, send a request an invite to the group, and one of us will vet you and make sure it's cool. But it's just like,
answer the questions and make it easy on us.
I don't get in there a whole lot, but when I do, it's always a pleasure. It's always some funny shit, some heartfelt shit. Like, it's just a cool group of people. Thank you for those of you who participate.
If you want to be fun, answer the questions and be funny. But if that's intimidating and you can't come up with an answer, just say, I actually listen to the show.
Right.
Answer that for every question, so we know you're not fucking fake trying to sneak into the group. And then we'll let you in. Also, don't forget, we have a Patreon. If you like us and you love us, even if you just give us a dollar, man, there's a lot of people that listen to us, and we have 200 patrons, and we probably, you know, have thousands of listeners. If y'all give us a dollar, we would be top ramen rich.
Yes.
And I need top ramen and whiskey to survive this life. So go support us at patreon.com/ Soaping Podcast.
You're going to need it to warm up your soul tonight, because it's going to be a dark one.
Yeah.
Oof. I'm going to masturbate excessively tonight.
Yeah. You're going to be scared as shit.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Don't be a retard.
For me, This is where I want to be. This is what I love to do. And I don't feel he wants to be here. I don't feel he wants it the way I want it. I respect that, that's, you know, fine, so that's why I'm going to whoop his ass and send him home to his family.
So you don't see him as a problem at all? Tell me why, tell me why. Yeah, I'm always at a constant battle with myself, huh? And when the fuck did all these rappers start thinking they entitled to a shot at my motherfucking belt, huh? Tell me why, tell me why. Tell me why, tell me why. I'ma murder every motherfucker talking, best believe it. I'ma look them in the eye, motherfucker, I'm the shit. Live 5 mil city, be the click. Told Plaza, I'ma rip them off the rip. They don't want it with the kid, I'm a psychedelic trip. Smoke rolling off the tip, get the fuck up off my dick. I go toe to toe with the dopest poets from coast to coast, so you know the flow is the coldest, homie. Yeah, I guess it really goes to show that I'm the one holding the lighter to the spoon, cause I'm the dopest, homie. Yeah. And I've been on the road too long, putting records on a hold too long. Hold up, hold my phone, who the fuck done let me in my zone? I've been plotting all this shit I'm on, so I'ma tell them like, yeah. I've been stacking 20s and 50s, putting on with the squad and throwing racks at the titties. It's Young Millie, just made it back to the city. If you suckers really want it, come and get me. Biatch!
Facts only. Facts only. When I hit them, they crumble every single time. It doesn't have to be. I can hit you anywhere on the score.
Please don't cry, please don't cry. Yeah, I say that every time I look into my mama's eyes. Live 5, promise I'm finna monopolize. Interfering, I'ma turn this to a homicide. Fuck boy, that's on site, you best run for your life. Head toward them cop lights, you in for a long night. Swear, if I don't find out where the money be, I'ma dig a hole and plant a seed and grow a money tree. Swear, if I don't find out where the money be, I might fuck around and have a heart attack at 23. Yeah, so watch me reach for the stars. You can try to steal my words, but what's a preacher to God? What is beef to a dog? I sneak over, fuck your bitch, and then I pee in your yard. Swim to the bottom of the sea and sink my teeth in a shark. I only eat in the dark, so at night, leave a light on or I'm a beast on your heart. Yeah, I've been racking up with my bitty, putting on with the squad and passing blunts to the sticky. It's Young Millie, just made it back to the city. If you suckers really want it, come and get me. Bitch!
Have you spoken to this guy? Of course I have spoken to him. I've spoken to him many times, but he does not speak English. So I looked him dead in the eye and I said, Uva mojera, which means you will die in his own language. His bottom lip quivered, his eyes watered, and that was it.
When these rappers see me, their eyes water. Man, I slaughter every fucking beat. They can never beat me, so why bother? I prosper with real niggas on my roster. High monsters ready to eat, and you looking like pasta. To be real, I signed a deal, give me a nice offer. I rob a bank and do anything to support my daughter. How about that action? I don't like talkers. Look in your night watch, I feel like Luke Skywalker in a flying saucer. And I ought to take over the earth. If these niggas trying to face me, put their face over the curb. Yeah, they know this might work, but do they know what I'm worth? I stay cold with that verse, to the day I go in that dirt. Shit, I'll probably be coming back to spit that sound. Me rap, I kill up all these tracks, them niggas falling back. I get us on the map, feel like I can't sleep. I'm an insomniac, I hit him with army stress. Fuck, it's my money, yet I need it, nigga.
Tell me why, tell me why.
I just started rising to the top and they already trying to take it from me.
Tell me why, tell me why.
I'm just trying to put on for my statement, y'all should have a celebration with me.
Fuck all that drama, let's fuck all these collars. Man, stack all these dollars, ain't worried about dollars. Swear I'ma put off of my squad. Unruly as fuck on my car.
What are you going to do to this guy in the ring, physically? I am going to maul him, I am going to rip him limb from limb. You know, he has spoke my name in vain, and if you speak my name in vain, I will come and get you. He has spoke many, many things, he is saying I am undeserving, I am all talk, I am a joke. He has said many, many things that he will pay for.
I believe it.
And the thing is, like, he does have a family, and you know that his family is going to be watching this. You have no remorse.
Business, it can be cruel, it can be ruthless, but business is business.